Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Donald Trump has signed a stack of executive orders in front of crowds of supporters at a stadium in Washington, hours after being sworn in as America's 47th president. He told a cheering audience that he would also be signing pardons for his supporters convicted of the January 6th attack on the US Capitol in 2021.
And you know, tonight I'm going to be signing on the J6 hostages, pardons to get them out. And as soon as I leave, I'm going to the Oval Office and we'll be signing pardons for a lot of people, a lot of people.
He also rescinded almost 80 measures issued by the Biden administration and ordered America's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement on climate change. In his inauguration speech earlier in the day, Mr. Trump said he would sweep away many of the policies of his predecessor, which he described as a horrible betrayal. He said he would declare a national energy emergency, ending policies favoring electric cars and slashing red tape for the fossil fuel industry.
Today, I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill. America will be a manufacturing nation once again, and we have something that no other manufacturing nation will ever have, the largest amount of oil and gas of any country on earth, and we are going to use it.
Mr. Trump also said he would immediately begin a review of trade policies and that new tariffs would bring in massive amounts of money to enrich Americans at other countries' expense. He repeated threats to take over the Panama Canal, claiming that China had taken control of the waterway.
Panama's promise to us has been broken. The purpose of our deal and the spirit of our treaty has been totally violated. American ships are being severely overcharged and not treated fairly in any way, shape, or form. And that includes the United States Navy. And above all, China is operating the Panama Canal. And we didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama. And we're taking it back.
Tech billionaires, world leaders and media moguls were among the 600 people watching as Donald Trump took his oath of office. Alongside Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Meta's Mark Zuckerberg was the world's richest man, Elon Musk, one of the president's top campaign donors. You're listening to World News from the BBC. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro has declared a state of emergency to deal with a humanitarian crisis after days of clashes between rival rebel groups over drug trafficking routes. Dozens of people have died and more than 5,000 residents have fled their homes in the Catatumbo region near the Venezuelan border. The United Nations says more than 900 aid trucks entered the Gaza Strip on Monday. A ceasefire in the territory between Israel and Hamas has held for a second day. Lucy Williamson reports from Jerusalem.
Some Israeli forces have begun leaving Gaza, but there's no agreed plan for how it will be run long term. Israel's prime minister is adamantly opposed to a future Palestinian state. So are the far-right politicians he depends on and the extremist settlers they support. As Palestinian prisoners were released from Israeli custody last night, settlers in the West Bank set fire to Palestinian cars. This truce already sparking violence from those who fear where peace might lead.
The British Home Secretary has announced there will be a public inquiry into a mass stabbing in which three young girls were killed by a teenager in July last year. The attack in Southport in northern England led to days of rioting against migrants. On Monday, Axel Rudakobana pleaded guilty to the three murders. The Home Secretary said the inquiry would look at how the perpetrator had become so dangerous. The first wife of South Africa's Zulu king has failed to block his plans to take a third wife. Queen Thokozo Kamaisela went to court to try to stop the wedding, which was due to take place this week. But a judge ruled she'd already consented to the idea that her husband could marry other women. That's the latest BBC News.